From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Opposition in Haiti accuses the leading party of fraud. Is the swap of guns for butter about to begin? The Caribbean's top diplomat in New York assesses the agreement on nuclear weapons and why some Jamaicans are unhappy about their country's portrayal as a sex holiday paradise. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The day after Haiti's parliamentary elections, the opposition has been alleging massive fraud and are accusing the front-running Lavalas party of being behind it. The opposition says Lavalas had too high a visibility on polling day and were the only ones in control at some booths. International observers generally gave the poll their stamp of approval, but one group did claim that a high number of people remained unregistered right up to polling day. We'll be hearing from them later. But first I asked the BBC's Peter Greste in Port-au-Prince whether the charges of fraud had any merit.
Well, it's very difficult to determine at this stage. What we do know is that the observers, the international observers as well as the national observers, are being fairly tight-lipped about it. I haven't seen any direct evidence of it myself. There are a number of rumours that are floating around, but the opposition's claims are fairly substantial. They're alleging that some 1 million ballots have gone missing. Now, whichever way you do your sums, that's a phenomenal number.